Well, I had a great time with me at the wedding, you know.
Oh, well.
I was the, I guess, the old chieftain.
That's right.
The oldest person there and the longest in the country.
That's right.
I've been in the country since 1878. I was just 13.
There is a book been written about this part of the country.
Is there? Well, I was, yeah, 1878. And you couldn't buy a thing out here any closer than Winnipeg.
Winnipeg was the closest thing.
You couldn't buy a pound of soda or any little thing, no store at all.
What year was that, Grandma?
1878. We came out from Scotland in 78, and we landed in Winnipeg. Came up the Red River. There was no train coming up along the river. We came up the Red River.
Was Carmen here at all?
Oh, no.
No, there's no town.
Oh, nothing but prairie for miles around. I was telling it to someone that was in, and oh my, he said, how in the world did he exist? Well, I said, we were quite happy. My father died in Scotland, and mother was a widow with six boys and a girl. And we were happy we had our mother with us.
Did you know anybody over here?
Over here?
Yes.
No, well, yes, mother had a brother, two brothers.
Oh.
That's they sent for her when she had so many boys come out here and get land for them. And they told her she'd better come. And she was, there was no doctors closer than Winnipeg. And the doctor, I forget his name now, was there, and they closed. If you wanted a pin, you would have to go to Winnipeg for it. If you hadn't enough of the vein, you know, because they.
How would you go to Winnipeg? Along the river?
Huh?
Would you go to Winnipeg by the river?
No. No, the river stops at the lake down. It flows into the lake, the Red River. And we came on the lake, boat on the lake. And we had to wait for the boat. The boat was coming in. Maybe this is not interesting to you.
It is very interesting.
The boat had to come in, you see, and we had to wait a day in just as kind of a meeting room, you know, they fed you and mother went to the lake and she washed the boys' shirts and got them dry, and we met a friend there, and he said to one of my brothers, "Where are you from?" And he says, "Kilmartin." And that man just put his hands on the counter and jumped over the counter. He was from Kilmartin.
Is that right?
In Scotland. And then he looked after us then. We had a friend. And he came up here to Manitoba. And he was looking for a widow, McIntyre. And she had six boys and one girl. No, he couldn't. They're out at Winkler. He landed at Winkler. It's out at Morden, like near Morden. And he was looking for this widow McIntyre. So he was up at the mountain for a load of wood. And he called in at my uncle, James Campbell, for to get water for his horses. And he said to him, "Do you know of any widow McIntyre? She's six boys and one girl." Oh, he says, that's my sister.
Then
he just went straight home with his wood and down that afternoon looking for the Widow McIntyre and Six Boys in One Year.
How old were you then, Grandma?
I was 13 on the ocean. I had a birthday on the 22nd day of June on the ocean.
Where'd you land, at Montreal?
No, we landed Quebec.
Quebec.
City. And we took the train from there up. We took the train up to the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we had quite a time.
Quite a time.
And mother was brokenhearted, and I had a dandy father, a wonderful man. He was buried in Scotland. Two brothers came. They were like as far from here to Winnipeg, you know, I think. And two brothers came and took his body home to where he was born. Quite a piece, you know, his child. But you have a lot to think about, you know. I think about those things too, you know, they come up on me. And my brother, or you wouldn't know of him, Dougal McIntyre. Did you ever hear tell
him? Oh, yes.
You've heard tell him mm-hmm. he was a minister?
Yeah.
He's Dr. McIntyre. And he went over to Scotland to get a coaster in Edinburgh and Glasgow. And he went down where my father used to work. And they took him in there and they used him wonderfully. The old gentleman himself, and he was a captain, and he would come in to see that Uncle Dougal had everything that he needed. The servants are so careless, and then their house full of servants. Great big house mm-hmm. full of servants. And they're so careless, they wouldn't see that he had slippers for them. This was his hired man's son.
Mm-hmm.
But they only had a grand time. I don't tell it as good as Uncle Dougal did himself, you know. He's gone too. I'm the last of the family of seven.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them. I'm the last of the family. That's right.
Long life, Grandma.
Eh?
A long life.
Yeah. Oh, you meet a lot in that time.
Oh, gosh, huh?
Mm-hmm. And my mother came out here. My mother was a very clever woman, very clever. And she looked after the family in good style, you know. The boys kept them beside herself. And one day she was, where was I going to tell you? And things slipped from me.
Slipped your mind.
Yes.
You're talking about your mother.
Mother, yes. And she was nurse and doctor here.
Oh.
There was one baby coming, you know. And my brother, her own brother, said to her, go with the woman for company. So she went with her. Ever after that, if there was a baby born, she was there. And I had to do the work at home. I should wait for days, I should wash, and for nothing, get nothing. One man gave her a little hen, a little puny hen. I was okay. Of course, we hadn't hens there. We did have a hen. Robert Campbell gave her a hen and a rooster. R.D. Campbell, you won't know him. He's in Winnipeg.
Who's that?
R.D. Campbell.
R.D. Campbell, no.